Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Bansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Yosef Ben Meir, and Yehoshua Ben Ben Zion. Unfortunately, Ted Cruz had to end his campaign for the presidency. That's bad news. It's an unfortunate development, even a tragic development. For Israel, for the Jewish people, for America, for the conservative cause, and for the Republican Party. On the issue of Israel, Ted Cruz was the only genuinely pro-Israel candidate running for president. Ted Cruz promised to take out and destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. He was the only one who took the proper position on the Iranian nuclear terrorist threat, the threat of an Iranian nuclear holocaust. Ted Cruz could have saved us from the prospect of an Iranian nuclear terrorist holocaust, God forbid. For that reason alone, it was worth supporting him. And then on other issues related to Israel, we've dealt with this in the past, he took pro-Israel positions. None of the other candidates did. And on issues related to America, Ted Cruz was the only candidate running who was a genuine conservative candidate, a real constitutional conservative. He was also the candidate running who could win. You know, one of the amazing things that we saw in this campaign was the incredible ignorance and stupidity of so many voters. People so uninformed, people so easily led or misled by the news media. The news media, of course, was promoting Donald Trump. The news media immediately gave Donald Trump wall-to-wall coverage from the moment he announced his candidacy in June of 2015. Non-stop, wall-to-wall coverage, over $2 billion in free coverage, because the left-wing media knew that if Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination, Hillary Clinton will win the election. They knew this, and for that reason, they wanted Trump to be the Republican nominee, and that was the real reason. Of course, they also wanted cheap ratings, because Trump's demagoguery and his incoherent idiocy brought a lot of ratings. But in addition to that, they knew that his candidacy would be a disastrous flop in the November election, in the general election. And since the media, the left-wing media wants Clinton to win, naturally they were going to promote his candidacy. Now, one of the incredible things, though, that we saw in this campaign is that one of the main reasons many Trump cult members voted for him is because they said he's the only Republican who can win. He would be the most electable Republican against Hillary Clinton. And polls consistently showed that Republican voters thought that Trump would be the strongest possible Republican candidate against Clinton. How unbelievably stupid. How unbelievably stupid. Trump is the worst, the weakest, the most disastrous candidate you could put against Clinton. With the highest negatives, with the worst poll numbers. The worst candidate you could put against Clinton is Donald Trump. You see now the whole Republican Party is divided, is falling apart because of him, and this is just the beginning. But anyway, I want to say that Ted Cruz would have been a very different type of candidate. Now, they would have attacked Ted Cruz as being an extreme right-winger, an evangelical Christian. In other words, they would have attacked him the same way they attacked Ronald Reagan. Because that was the type of attack they used against Ronald Reagan when Reagan ran in 1980. That was the attack that the Jimmy Carter campaign and the news media used against him. And Reagan won overwhelmingly, despite that. Because even if Americans didn't agree with everything that Reagan was saying, and Reagan did take positions that were unpopular at the time, he did take positions that were considered to be more conservative than what most Americans agreed with. That was true. But because they felt he was sincere and genuine and a strong leader who was committed to his principles, they were willing to vote for him anyway. And the same thing would have happened with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz ran a brilliant, disciplined, magnificent campaign, which is why he came in second place. He wound up being the runner-up to Donald Trump, despite overwhelming odds, despite the fact that Trump got, again, over $2 billion, billion with a B, over $2 billion in free publicity from the media. The media, there were months in which the media were giving Donald Trump 10 and 20 times more coverage than they were giving Ted Cruz. You can't win in a situation like that. That takes all the oxygen out of all the other campaigns. And so when there's 17 candidates running and only one candidate gets all the publicity, one candidate's getting 70 or 80% of all the publicity running against 16 other candidates, of course that one candidate, Donald Trump, is going to win all the early contests and get all the momentum and accumulate so many delegates that by the time the other candidates drop out, it's too late to stop him. He becomes unstoppable. And that's exactly what happened. But Cruz ran a brilliant campaign and would have run an incredibly brilliant campaign against Hillary Clinton. Here's an example of what you lost out on by not voting for Ted Cruz. Here's just an example of one of the ads that Ted Cruz's campaign put together. We've shown you many of his brilliant ads. I mean, great, great stuff. So brilliant. So clever. And the Clinton people were terrified of this. Here's an example of one, just an example of one of the ads that we never showed you before that the Cruz campaign put together. And it's a sample of the type of brilliance you would have seen against Hillary Clinton in November. Watch this.
What do you have for me?
Mrs. Clinton, we... Madam Secretary, the plan is coming together. Donald Trump is paving the way for you to win the White House.
What's our next move?
Our oppo file on Trump is ready to go. When our friends in the media release this stuff, he's toast.
Silencing dissenters with lawsuits, taking people's property, and a long list of failed businesses.
He plays fast and loose with the facts, and he's only concerned with himself.
He isn't trusted either. And he has the second highest disapproval ratings of anybody running for president.
Who has the highest?
Trump's comments on abortion have angered pro-lifers and the pro-choice crowd.
So he's a uniter on abortion?
He doesn't think things through, not with abortion and not with his taxes.
Our friends at the IRS say his returns are full of bombshells. Now, he claims to be a billionaire, but takes tax credits for people that make less than $500,000 a year.
Speaking of bombshells, Trump wants to stabilize the Korean Peninsula by giving Japan and South Korea nuclear weapons.
Scary.
Our research shows that most people actually think he is scary.
And he wants to break apart NATO and the UN and turn our troops into rent-a-cops.
Where did he study foreign policy? Trump University?
The point is, if Trump becomes the Republican nominee, the White House is yours.
What do you mean, if?
Our latest polling indicates Americans want a president they can trust. Someone who isn't,
A liar?
Someone who respects the Constitution and the rights it protects.
Someone who has a proven track record taking on the Washington establishment.
America wants a real leader.
All right, get to the point. Who are we talking about here? How do we stop Ted Cruz? How do we stop Ted Cruz?
I don't think we can.
You see how clever? I mean, just ingenious. And this is one out of dozens and dozens of ads that campaign put together. And in November, you would have seen a lot of that. And the Clinton people would have been on the defensive. And of course, Ted Cruz is a great debater. And of course, Ted Cruz is a great speaker. He's not an incoherent moron like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's an incoherent moron when he speaks. The people that are impressed by him, the small minority of Americans that are impressed by him, who unfortunately were 40% of the Republican voters, but that group that were impressed by him, the vast majority of Americans don't agree with that. They think that Trump is a babbling idiot and a clown. And he is. Anyway, now Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. And this is so insane. This is so insane. Instead of having finally a real principled conservative, you've got Donald Trump, who says that we should give nuclear bombs to Saudi Arabia, terrorist Saudi Arabia that was responsible for the 9/11 attacks. He wants to give nuclear bombs to South Korea and Japan. He wants to nuclearize all these countries and spread this nuclear cancer all over the world. He wants everybody to have nuclear bombs. He said, they're going to have it inevitably anyway. Who says they're going to have it inevitably anyway? The United States has successfully prevented all these countries from going nuclear for decades. Donald Trump says we should abandon that policy and let them all go nuclear. Let them all have nuclear bombs. And Donald Trump has promised to pressure Israel to commit national suicide. He has said that he wants to pressure Israel to accept the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. There is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, but according to Donald Trump, this mythical people exists and that they should be given an independent state in the heartland of biblical Israel. He was going to pressure Israel to commit national suicide. He said he was going to work very hard and do everything he could. He was going to work immediately, the minute he became president, to get a so-called peace agreement between Israel and what he calls Palestinians. And again, there are no Palestinians. So we have someone who's going to spread nuclear bombs all over the world, who wants to pressure Israel to commit suicide, going against what God has commanded in the Bible, that the Jewish people are to return to the entire land of Israel. And then listen to this latest proposal of Donald Trump. Donald Trump said this week that he was going to default on U.S. bonds and on U.S. loans. What would he do as president to eliminate the U.S. national debt? He said he would eliminate the debt by paying owners of U.S. bonds, owners of Treasury bonds and Treasury notes. He was going to pay them back less than they were owed. You know what that's called? That's called bankruptcy. That's called defaulting on your loans. When you pay somebody back less than what you owe them, and when you refuse to honor what you have promised to pay them, that's called bankruptcy. In other words, he was going to do to the companies and the countries and the American citizens who invested in U.S. bonds and U.S. Treasury notes, he was going to do to them what he did to four different of his own companies when he declared bankruptcy in four different cases in his own companies. And screwed everybody when he did it. He declared bankruptcy, didn't have to pay any of his debts, didn't have to pay any of his debtors. And what does that mean, he doesn't pay any of his debtors? That means every plumber, every electrician, every working person that was owed money, that was supposed to be paid, that was owed money, that was promised, oh, you're going to get paid, just do the work, and, you know, we'll pay you in a couple of weeks, we'll pay you next month, whatever. They did the work, they worked for him, they were owed a lot of money. And he never paid his bills, and he was able to get away with it by declaring bankruptcy, screwing huge numbers of people, stealing all their money, and walking away without having to pay his debts. That's what he did as a businessman. Now, he's saying the United States government should do the same thing. He wants to replicate what he did in his casinos, in his gambling casinos. He wants to do that as president of the United States. You know what would happen if the United States announced that they're not going to honor their debt? That the United States is not going to honor what it promised to pay owners of treasury notes, owners of bonds. You know what that would do to the U.S. economy? The entire stock market would crash overnight. You'd have a great depression in this country. You'd have a spike in interest rates that would be unprecedented, because you'd have to spike the interest rates because nobody would be willing to buy the debt or buy the bonds anymore unless they got huge interest rate benefits because of the risk of them not being paid. Because when people feel there's a risk, and it's a high risk, and it's a high risk proposition, you have to raise the rates in order to attract buyers. And so interest rates would go through the ceiling. You'd have a depression in this country if that happened. I mean, this would be like the 1930s. The entire economy would collapse. That's what Donald Trump is proposing to do with the economy. The big, brilliant businessman, who, by the way, inherited hundreds of millions of dollars from his rich father, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He did not build this empire. That's all a lie. He inherited the money. And if he had put all the money in the stock market, or put all the money if he had just invested all the money conservatively, he would have been worth billions of dollars. He would have been worth billions of dollars just by investing the money over the years conservatively. Instead, he bought real estate, and the value of the real estate did go up. But he isn't a self-made billionaire, not by any means. He was born into tremendous wealth, tremendous wealth. So his story is not that impressive. He's not like other billionaires who made their money pretty much coming from a middle class or working class background, and then they became billionaires by their own ingenuity and their own entrepreneurship. He didn't do that. He was handed hundreds of millions of dollars from the get-go. And that money automatically became worth more as time went on. But anyway, like many wealthy people, he thinks because he operated a business that means he knows everything about every subject, when in fact he knows virtually nothing about most subjects. Most subjects, he's actually abysmally ignorant on most subjects. So this insane individual is now the Republican nominee, and so many most Republican voters, according to polls, thought that he would be the strongest Republican candidate against Hillary Clinton. How stupid! How stupid could you be? How unbelievably stupid. He's the strongest Republican candidate? Look at here's just a taste of what you're about to get now with Donald Trump as your Republican candidate. Here's a taste from a commercial that the Hillary Clinton people have put out. And this is just the very, very beginning of what's coming. Watch this.
I am a unifier. We're going to be a unified party.
A phony.
Donald Trump is the know-nothing candidate.
Donald is a bully.
This is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter.
I don't remember!
Who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle.
Blood coming out of her, wherever.
The most vulgar person to ever aspire to the presidency.
The man who seems to only feel big when he's trying to make other people look small.
Don't worry about it, little Margo.
Gentlemen, the man is utterly amoral.
A sign of deep insecurity and weakness.
The bullying, the greed, the showing off.
I'm really rich.
The misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics.
Count to ten, Donald. Count to ten.
He's a race baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
This guy is so unfit to be commander-in-chief.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe.
I bring people together. Everybody loves me.
He needs therapy.
You're going to see over $1 billion spent against Donald Trump. You're going to see a buzzsaw. Donald Trump is about to walk into a buzzsaw of very clever advertising, because the Democrats may be evil, and they are evil, and Hillary Clinton is evil, but they're not stupid. They are very, very, they run very, very clever and effective campaigns. The Clintons know how to run a campaign. They know how to win. They won two national elections. They do know how to win elections. And Donald Trump is about to walk into a buzzsaw of this type of advertising, and of the news media being against him, and with a divided Republican Party, because many Republicans are not going to support him, and most conservatives, any true conservative, would never, never vote for Donald Trump under any circumstances, just as we in JTF will never support Donald Trump, never under any circumstances. We'll never support Hillary Clinton either. We're not going to support either one of them, which means either we support a conservative third-party candidate, if one is available, or we just sit out the election. It's going to be one of those two. Or you could write in the name of Ted Cruz if you want in November, too. That's just a symbolic act that's not going to really get anywhere. Ted Cruz is not going to get elected by write-in votes. But you can do one of those things. That's going to be our options. But we're not supporting Donald Trump under any circumstances, and we're not supporting Hillary Clinton under any circumstances. And that's despite the fact, by the way, that Hillary Clinton is absolutely terrible. She's corrupt. She's evil. She does represent the third term for Barack Hussein Obama, a continuation of the terrible administration we now have in Washington. So she's awful. But Donald Trump is even worse than Hillary Clinton. The Republicans managed to nominate a candidate who is actually even worse than Hillary Clinton. It's not easy to be worse than Hillary Clinton. You got to be pretty, pretty disastrous to be worse than Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump has succeeded in that regard. He is actually even worse than Hillary Clinton. What he proposes doing by giving nuclear bombs to all of these countries that are not now nuclear, and by proposing to default on U.S. debt payments, which would crash the U.S. economy, by promising to relentlessly, obsessively pursue an agreement that would be national suicide for little Israel on issue after issue. Donald Trump is worse than Hillary Clinton. He is worse than Hillary Clinton. On immigration, he's worse than Hillary Clinton. Yes, worse than Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump says he's going to deport the millions of illegal aliens in this country, then bring them back and make them citizens. Let them come back and make them citizens, which is called pushback amnesty. That is worse than what we have now. What we have now is terrible, but that's worse than what we have now. By the way, Ted Cruz was the only candidate who said he was going to deport them, and that would be it, and they couldn't come back. Ted Cruz was the true anti-amnesty candidate. Oh, boy. Now, we predicted all along pretty accurately what was coming in the election. Many people didn't take Donald Trump seriously. They thought, he's just a clown, because he is a clown. But they figured he can't win. Remember, if you recall, ever since June, we have been doing videos warning about Donald Trump. We have been, our main campaign, aside from backing Ted Cruz, the positive videos we did for Ted Cruz were negative videos against Donald Trump. Because we did take him seriously from the beginning. When all the experts said, he's nothing, this is just a phase, this is just a fad, it's going to go away. We in JTF took him seriously. We were right, and all the experts were wrong. We knew that Donald Trump was a serious threat. And I told you from the very beginning, in hundreds, literally hundreds of times, in hundreds of videos, we told you that Ted Cruz had an uphill battle. We told you that the odds were against Ted Cruz winning. You remember we said this over and over again. We would always say that the odds are against him. And that the odds, unfortunately, favor Donald Trump winning because of the news media being on his side and because Republican voters are so dumb, they allow themselves to be manipulated by the left-wing news media. Republican voters who are supposedly against the establishment nominate somebody who couldn't be more establishment than Donald Trump. You can't get more establishment than a billionaire who bribes politicians and was a left-wing Democrat his whole life. And is a flip-flopping phony on every single issue. You can't get more establishment than that. But anyway, we told you so. We told you that Donald Trump was a real threat. And surely enough, look what we end up being now. Because the Republican professionals and experts and consultants, they didn't believe Donald Trump would be a serious threat. If they had done what JTF was doing from the start and had gone after him from the start, he could have been defeated. He could have been defeated. But they didn't. I want to tell you something else. I want to let you in on something else that I spoke to you about on prior programs. We were contacting delegates already to the convention. We were already speaking to delegates to the convention, which isn't easy to do because the delegates get a lot of people contacting them. We were able to get through and speak to, not all of them took our messages and were willing to speak to us, but some of them were because of the way we did it. We did it in a very professional way. And we were starting to speak to delegates to try to get delegates to flip to Ted Cruz on the second ballot. But of course, to do that, you would have had to stop Donald Trump from acquiring a majority of the delegates on the first ballot. If we had been able to stop Donald Trump from getting a first ballot majority on the second ballot, I think Ted Cruz would have won. I think he would have won the nomination. Because a lot of the delegates who were bound by law to vote for Donald Trump on the first ballot were planning to vote for Ted Cruz on the second ballot. He was doing very well in terms of flipping delegates over on the second ballot. And we, in JTF, were speaking to delegates. I didn't want to tell you about it because I didn't want to spoil what we were doing. But we had our own independent little campaign here where we were reaching delegates and we were speaking to dozens of delegates and influencing them. I think we were influencing them. Now, in the end, it failed because Ted Cruz was unable to fight this massive media campaign of giving Donald Trump wall-to-wall coverage and backing Donald Trump to the hilt. He couldn't overcome all of that. The odds were just too great for him to overcome it, even though he fought a noble battle. And actually, Ted Cruz did actually quite well, considering what he was up against. But even though our campaign did not succeed, unfortunately we didn't succeed, you can't succeed in everything you were doing, it was a great campaign, it was very clever. And going to these delegates and doing the things that we were doing, we really had a great master plan. I'm not going to go into all the details of our master plan of how we approached the delegates, how we got to them, what we were saying to them, and the things we were doing. I can't tell you all that because we may do it again 4 years from now because we're going to support Ted Cruz, of course, in 2020. if he runs in 2020, as we expect that he will. And in 2020, we expect Ted Cruz to be one of the front runners. This time, he'll be one of the front runners for the Republican nomination, because this time, from the start, he'll be well known. From the start, he'll have a ground operation in place, a grassroots movement all across the country in place. So he'll start off in a much, much stronger position than he did in 2016. So we think he has a reasonable chance in 2020. Now, we made some predictions in the beginning of the campaign. We said that Donald Trump will probably win the nomination. We said the odds are against Ted Cruz, but even though the odds are against him, we're still going to fight for him, even though he's an underdog and he has an uphill battle. And we were proven right that the odds favor Donald Trump. We're now going to make another prediction on this program. Donald Trump will be defeated by Hillary Clinton in November. He's going to lose. I'm going to make that prediction flat out right now. You're going to see how wrong you were, all of you who said Donald Trump is the most winning candidate, he's the most electable. You're going to see that he's not going to win. He's going to lose. Even though Hillary Clinton is very vulnerable and could have been beaten, was very vulnerable with very high negatives. The vast majority of Americans consider her to be untrustworthy and dishonest, which of course she is, a liar, which of course she is, corrupt, of course, which she is. And so she was very vulnerable. She could have been beaten. But you're going to see Donald Trump is worse than her, even worse than her on all of those counts, and therefore he's going to be defeated by her. You'll see. You'll see if we're right. All you Trump people, all you Trump imbeciles, every time we put up a video, you would say, Trump is the only candidate who could win. He's the only candidate who will beat Hillary. And not only that, Trump himself said that he would defeat Hillary easily. Easily. Remember, he said that many times in his speeches, that he'll beat Hillary easily, that he'll beat her in a landslide. He predicted he's going to beat her in a landslide. And all of you Trump cult members followed that line and were saying, Trump will beat her easily, overwhelmingly, you'll see what'll happen, just give him a chance to go against Hillary, just watch what he does to her. You remember you were saying that? We'll see. That's your prediction. Your prediction is Trump's going to win and win easily. Our prediction is Trump's not going to win at all, he's going to be defeated. Let's see who's right in the end. Let's see who's right. I'm so proud of what we did in JTF the past 3 years, trying to help Ted Cruz. It was a noble effort. And even though we knew the odds were against us, and even though we knew we probably wouldn't win, it was worth doing. It was worth trying, because if we could win, it would have been so good for Israel, for the Jewish people, for America, for conservatism, and for the Republican Party. It would have been great on all of those fronts if Ted Cruz had won. So I'm proud of what we did. I'm proud of being willing to take a stand. I'm proud of the fact that we supported Ted Cruz when he was only at 3% in the polls, when everybody laughed him off and said he has no chance. And we backed him, we were loyal to him, and we proved again that we're loyal and we're idealistic and we fight for what's right. And I'm proud of that, because that's what I want JTF to always be, an idealistic organization that is loyal and that is willing to fight for an underdog. Of course, we'd rather win. But even if the odds are against us, we're going to stand up for what's right. So where do we go from here? Well, we're going to support Ted Cruz in 2020. But until then, we got a lot of time until 2020. Of course, we've got this election in November that first has to take place. Again, if there's a third-party conservative alternative that's presented, we will support the third-party candidate. If not, we're not going to support either Trump or Clinton. And we're going to concentrate heavily on Israel. We've got a very important period of time coming up in Israel. As soon as the presidential election is over, there's going to be pressure on Israel once again. There is pressure on Israel right now from Barack Hussein Obama and John Kerry and all the Jew haters that are running the current administration. And even though they have no power, they're lame duck. He's a lame duck president. He has no power. He can't do anything to Israel, Obama, that Muslim Jew hater. And yet, The cowardly traitor leader of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, who is a weak, cowardly leader who always caves in, is giving in. So we have a very dangerous period coming up for Israel. And it's very important that we wake the people of Israel up, and that we wake up American supporters of Israel. Very important that we do so. And therefore, we want you to be involved with us. We want you to help us, because this is a very, very tough, dangerous time now coming up. And JTF has proven that we are in the forefront of the important battles that have to be fought. I think we've proven it. I think we've proven that. I think in the Ted Cruz campaign, I think you saw that we put together a pretty nice campaign for him, considering our limited resources. You know, we put together a pretty nice campaign for him. Hundreds and hundreds of videos, many hundreds of thousands of views. We were doing all types of things behind the scenes for Ted Cruz. Okay, in the end, we didn't win. But I still think we showed that this is a movement that fights and fights hard for what we believe in. And that's something I think we can be proud of. We need your help. Now more than ever, we got to wake the people of Israel up. We got to wake the people of America up. Now more than ever, we have to stand for what's right, stand for the truth. It's a dangerous time we're going into, and we need your help. We got to fight together as a team now to make sure that Israel does not accept all of these suicidal plans that Clinton or Trump, either one of them, are going to attempt to impose on Israel, national suicide. We've got to do what we can to prevent that. Clinton, of course, will continue the Obama program and will begin a new campaign, a new round of pressure, God forbid, next year when she becomes president. Trump, if he ever did get elected, God forbid, would be even worse than Clinton. He's made that clear. I mean, he's made clear that that this would be his number one priority in foreign policy, would be getting Israel to agree to this suicidal agreement. I mean, it would just be terrible. So we're facing a dangerous period of time. More than ever, the Jewish people in Israel need JTF, and the conservative movement needs a right-wing Jewish movement that will tell the truth to the Jewish people and to supporters of Israel, and that's what JTF represents. So we're a movement that should be supported and that you should participate in. It's a worthwhile movement. I think it's the most worthwhile movement for you to be part of. Let's fight together. Join with us. There are four things you can do to help us that we urge you to do every week. We need your prayers. We need you to help with our videos, promote our videos. We need you to become active on our main pages, the greatjtf.org English main page from the great Shlomo. We have 7 or 8 new posts every single day, things that you won't see anywhere else, collected together, information that you won't get anywhere else. Become active on that main page. If you speak Hebrew, become active also on the Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, hayamin.org. And fourth and finally, last but not least, of course we need your financial support. If we only had a real decent-sized budget, can you imagine what we could do? Can you imagine what we could do? But we have to do whatever we can do with the resources that we have. And so every donation makes a big difference. It really makes a big difference. We need your help. Every check, every money order, every cash donation sent to our post office box makes a real difference. Or if you prefer to do it with your credit card online for convenience, it makes no difference to us whether you want to help us with your credit card online through our PayPal account or whether you want to do it by sending it through the mail, a check, money order, cash donation through the mail to the post office, through the regular mail to the post office. It's the same for us. It does make a difference and it is very helpful. God bless the great JTFers that have been helping us, that are part of our great team. By the way, if you want to make the donation online, you go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and there's a donate button on top, and you can very conveniently make the donation online. Otherwise, you can send it to our post office box, which you can find the address for the post office box, of course, on our English main page. Of course, we would have preferred that Ted Cruz win. You know, we were fighting against the odds. You can't always win in life. But it's still worth fighting. It's still worth fighting for principles and fighting for what's right. It's still worth standing up for what's right. And one thing we do know, God has promised us in the Bible, through the Nevi'im, through the prophets, the good guys are going to win in the end. In the end, Mashiach, HaMashiach, the Messiah, is going to come, and the good guys are going to win. Evil people will be destroyed, and the world will be a magnificent place. That day will eventually come. May not come in our lifetime. May not come in our lifetime. But our purpose in life is to try to make this a better world, to try to bring us to the point where we've moved in the direction of Ge'ulah, of redemption. That's our purpose in life. That's what we have to try to do. Because every one of us, every human being in this world has a higher calling, has a special reason why they were put in this world, has a special purpose in life. And one of your main purposes in life, of course, your purpose in life is to help your family and to help the people you love around you, your loved ones. But another purpose in life is to make this a better world in general. And JTF, being part of the JTF team, is a good way to do that, is an excellent way to do that. Let's fight together. Let's make a difference. Let's start waking the people of Israel up before it's too late. Get involved with us, and together, God willing, we will make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.